Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is wa'atu zakat, and give zakat. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has bestowed upon us His bounties and commanded us to give zakat. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our master, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. O servants of Allah, let us have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us equip ourselves with deeds that draw us closer to him and that bring us benefit not only in this world, but lead us to ultimate success in hereafter. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَتَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا وَأَنفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفِسِكُمْ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So have taqwa of Allah as much as you are able, and listen and obey and spend in His cause. It is better for you. And whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is they who shall be the successful. O you who are fasting, as we hasten towards good deeds and we strive to engage in the best of competitions, which is in acts of charity and in acts of obedience and devotion, then let us strive to attain unto our Lord's pleasure. And let us remember the saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith in which he narrates from his Lord by saying, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant does not draw nearer to me with anything more beloved to me except that what I have made obligatory upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, has made obligatory upon us to give zakat from our wealth. For He says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. He says, and take from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them to increase thereby. So brothers and sisters, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam and one of its greatest foundations. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min tamami islamikum an tu'addu zakata amwalikum." In that, from the completeness of your Islam is that you pay zakat on your wealth. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned zakat alongside prayer in 27 places in His divine book. And this emphasizes the importance of zakat and the intimate connection it has to our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish prayer and give zakat. So brothers and sisters, this points to the numerous benefits and great advantages there are in giving zakat. For through giving zakat, a person tastes the sweetness of iman. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ فَعَلَهُنَّ فَقَدْ طَعِمَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things there are, and whoever does them tastes the flavor of iman. And amongst them he mentioned, وَأَعْطَى زَكَاةَ مَالِهِ طَيِّبَةً بِهَا نَفْسُهُ. That such a person gives zakat on his wealth winningly, with his soul being content and pleased. So brothers and sisters, when we give zakat, this is a means of affirming to the truth of our faith. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that no one gives their zakat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves and increases their wealth thereby. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And whatsoever you give in zakat, seeking the countenance and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those will get a manifold increase. So brothers and sisters, this manifold increase, this idafa, this increase in Both wealth in this world also pertains to an increase in the multiplication of reward and the many aspects of the unseen spiritual world, such as generosity, bounty, gifts, and many other things that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one who fulfills this covenant of paying his zakat. For have we not heard our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swear by three things, whereby he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَأُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا فَاحْفَذُوهُ. There are three things, he said, I swear by, and I will tell you something, so memorize this. And amongst them he mentioned, مَا نَقَسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ, that a person's wealth or a slave's wealth will never decrease through giving charity. So brothers and sisters, how fortunate is it that we have this opportunity to demonstrate our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give zakat on our wealth. And this pertains to all forms of zakat, not just zakat on aspects of our money, but also zakat on other aspects that may denote wealth, such as livestock, such as agriculture, or palm trees, or vegetation, crops and fruits. For in all of these things, there is a decreed portion of zakat and a way by which we can draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا, that a day will come and every soul will find whatsoever good it has done being presented before it. And such it will be with the nature of zakat, that we will find it to be amongst the greatest of deeds that we have done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this we can understand how unfortunate it would be for someone to neglect zakat and to not fulfill this obligation and to have death arrive upon them in such a state. For such a person will wish to give the utmost they have of this world, to return to this world only so that they could fulfill this obligation. But there will be no return. For Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, whoever possesses wealth upon which zakat is due and does not pay it will wish to return to this world at the time of death to pay it. And so, brothers and sisters, it's as if this verse that has tremendous meaning will come to light, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. It's as if a person will say, thinking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, when he says, and spend from what we have provided you before death comes to one of you. And he says, my Lord, if only you would delay me for a short time, so I would give charity and be from the righteous. And brothers and sisters, the time to be from the righteous is now. Is it not time for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we do not turn back to Him in this blessed month, in this month of opportunity, in this month of forgiveness, in this month of salvation, then when will we turn back? So brothers and sisters, hasten. Hasten towards any good deeds you can do. Hasten to being people who can make tawbah and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to commit to a life of virtue, generosity, bounty and magnanimity. And this entails that if we've not given zakat on our wealth, that we do so, and that we do not neglect this moving forward, and that we fulfill past obligations and do not delay them any further. For giving zakat, brothers and sisters, is nothing other than giving of showing your sense of gratitude for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And if this means that we have unpaid years of zakat that have accumulated, then we do not say the time has passed. Rather, we did diligently make an account of what was due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was entrusted to us and fulfill that obligation by purifying our wealth and paying it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, do good as Allah has done good to you. So brothers and sisters, this is the month and these are the moments and times for us to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and to realize ultimate felicity and happiness in both this life and the next. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless our provisions for us. Enable us to pay zakat on our wealth. Record it for us amongst the deeds of the successful. And guide us all to be of those of obedience to you. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those be of to be in obedience to those who you commanded us to be in obedience to. From brothers and sisters, the obligations and understandings of zakat is that we should know that obligation of zakat comes to anyone who has wealth equivalent or greater than 85 grams of gold, which has been calculated based on current market prices to be approximately 30,000 dirhams. And so anyone who's had this wealth for a full Hijri year that has passed or lunar year should pay zakat on it at a rate of 2.5%. And this is based on the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man istafada malan fala zakata alayhi hatta yahula alayhi al-hawl." That whoever acquires wealth, there is no zakat upon it until a lunar year passes over it. And from the giving and taking of zakat is that when zakat is taken, it is best to be allocated to with our own communities, as this is the default approach to for people to look after people. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tu'khadu min aghniyaihim faturaddu ala fuqara'ihim." It is taken from their wealthy, that is the wealthy of the Muslim community, and given to the poor of that community. And so brothers and sisters, one of the endeavors that has been put forward from the General Authority of Islamic Affairs and Endowments is a campaign of zakat, which means from the community to the community. And this is one of the ways zakat becomes empowered, which means that the first and foremost most deserving people of zakat should be people within the vicinities of our communities. And we should endeavor to know who these people are, and we should endeavor to show a sense of responsibility to those around us. And this also entails that we don't give our zakat to undeserving individuals who may otherwise exploit people without being deserved otherwise. So one of the best ways is to submit zakat to some of the official bodies for distribution to ensure its delivery to rightful recipients. But apart from that, it's also having responsibility, all of us, in terms of the people around us, so that we can bring greater benefit to society. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek Allah's forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.